Hello, here is the global crypto regulatory update for the month of July and August 2025, which has been packed with a series of decisive milestones in the treatment of crypto under law. Let us review the key developments. On 29th of July 2025, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission approved in-kind creations and redemptions for spot Bitcoin and Ether exchange traded products. This decision ends the earlier cash-only requirement and aligns crypto ETPs with the operational framework of commodity-based funds. The change reduces costs, improves liquidity, and signals the SEC's intention to treat digital assets within the mainstream of exchange-traded product law. Also on 29th of July 2025, the SEC published Nasdaq's proposal to amend the iShares Ethereum Trust, sponsored by BlackRock, to permit Ethereum staking. Under the proposal, Coinbase Custody safeguards the assets, Coinbase Inc. conducts the staking, and BNY Mellon manages cash operations. The trust is limited to staking only its own holdings, with no pooling or promotional returns. This marks the first formal attempt to bring proof-of-stake activity into a regulated investment product. On 1st of August 2025, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, together with the Commercial Affairs Department, initiated criminal action against Tokenize Exchange. The operator's license application was rejected after allegations of asset shortfalls, failures to segregate customer funds, and misrepresentations in regulatory filings. By 31st of July 2025, its director had already been charged with fraudulent trading under Singapore law. This case reflects Singapore's determination to balance innovation with strict supervisory enforcement. On 4th of August 2025, the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission announced its initiative to enable spot crypto asset contracts to be listed on designated contract markets. The CFTC is acting under existing authority in the Commodity Exchange Act, requiring no new legislation. Public consultation remains open until 18th of August. This initiative positions the CFTC as a primary regulator of federally supervised spot crypto trading. On 5th of August 2025, regulators from the United States, the United Kingdom, and the European Union convened in London for the Global Regulators Roundtable. The agenda focused on artificial intelligence governance, cyber resilience, and digital asset regulation. Particular emphasis was placed on asset segregation, settlement finality, and international coordination to address systemic vulnerabilities highlighted by recent cyber incidents. Beginning on 4th of August 2025, the SEC also launched its Crypto Task Force on the Road. This nationwide program will visit 10 US cities between August and December 2025, including Berkeley, Boston, Chicago, and New York. Its objective is to engage smaller crypto ventures, often excluded from policy discussions, to better understand operational challenges and regulatory needs. While not a formal rulemaking exercise, the consultations are expected to influence future SEC guidance. In conclusion, these developments illustrate a common trajectory: the incorporation of digital assets into established legal frameworks, coupled with stronger enforcement and cross-border coordination. The SEC is advancing regulatory clarity for ETPs and staking. Singapore is enforcing accountability through criminal action. The CFTC is asserting federal oversight of spot markets, and international regulators are working jointly on resilience and systemic safeguards.